Now, would you give a big Mercy Road hand and welcome to Jill Stevenson. Come on up. Jill, welcome to Mercy Road.
Hello.
And normally we don't do baptisms and talk about genocidal behavior in the same day.
Well, let's bring it full circle.
Yeah, but hey, let's move a little more into the light here. I just want to say you're one of my favorite people for a lot of reasons. But
thank you.
Over the years, as I've gotten to know you, one is simply your status as a Gold Star mom. So we've alluded to it in the service, but would you just explain what that means? What is a Gold Star family member?
Well, I should first start by explaining what a Blue Star family member is. And a Blue Star family is a family who has a loved one, an immediate family member that's actively serving in the military. That Blue Star turns to gold when that loved one is killed in action. And that term was brought about into our country way back in World War I, when a mother was notified of her son's death, and they turned that Blue Star into a Gold Star. So I am a Gold Star mother because my son was killed in action while actively serving in the military.
Well, thank you. Could you just tell us a little bit about Ben? Help us get to know your son.
Tell you about Ben. My son, Corporal and U.S. Army Ranger Benjamin Kopp, was 21 years old when he was killed in action on his third tour of duty. He wanted to join the military out of reverence and love for his great-grandfather, and also really to avenge the events of 9/11. He joined the military in his senior year of high school. He went off to infantry training just 1 month after he graduated. He became an Army Ranger only 7 months after he joined the Army, which was quite a feat. He fast-tracked his way there. And by the age of 21, in the spring of 2009, he was in Afghanistan, and that was his third tour of duty. He was shot by a sniper while protecting a team of his own snipers, called forward as a gun team leader, took a bullet to the leg, survived a surgery, and his injuries long enough to make it back to Walter Reed 4 days after he was shot, where he was determined to be brain dead. That brain death made him eligible to become an organ donor. Ben had wished in his final documentation, which was his living will, to become an organ donor. So in the battle that cost him his life, he saved six of his fellow Rangers. Upon his death, he directly saved the lives of four people with a donation of his heart, kidneys, and liver, and he enhanced the lives of about 55 more with additional donations of bone, skin, and tissue. Ben literally lives on in the hearts and in the bodies of other people that are still walking around today.
Wow, that's incredible. Let's just clap for Ben's legacy. Huh? And to give me a minute to compose myself. Jill, I know a lot of Gold Star family members. I've done many, many casualty notifications when I was an Army chaplain, in all four branches, notifications and funerals. You're different from a lot of them, most of them, in that you really have been an advocate for this community, the Gold Star family community, and just an awareness. Now, when I came out of active duty, I remember feeling, now in civilian clothes, that I'd had this real interesting experience and no one knew about it, and I felt very isolated because it was so different. Not so much at Mercy Road, because like 20 to 30% of our congregation are veterans, but you know, you're at the mall and people just don't get it, and that makes you feel different. I assume a Gold Star family member feels even more isolated than just a veteran coming back, and so that's part of the reason you do this. But you have spoken on like every news channel, and you are interviewed, and you write really helpful articles, but not just that. What did you just do this yesterday and the day before? Tell us about that, because it's amazing you're here. Yeah.
Yes, I feel the same way. God is good. He brought me back here. The last 2 days, I walked 24 miles in Chicago to honor our fallen. There's a memorial wall in Marcells, Illinois, which is about 90 miles outside of Chicago. That's called the Middle East Conflicts Wall. And it has the names of over 7,000 men and women who've been killed in action in the Middle East since 1967. It excludes Vietnam because, of course, they have their very own wall, rightfully so. I did it last year. I did it again this year. I walked 20 miles on Friday and an additional 4 to the wall on Saturday. I did it to raise awareness, to Joe Q Public, to the general public, who isn't aware that this wall is even there. There are many other Gold Star families who just learned about it because of me. I want the American public to know about it. I want all the Gold Star families to know that their loved ones' names are on a wall in the middle of America, where it should be, in small town America. I walked 20 miles on Friday, four yesterday morning. I'm feeling really good. Epsom salts, muscle rub, bathtubs, or comfortable beds are very helpful, and a lot of prayer and a lot of encouragement and support from people around me helped me to accomplish that feat. Having done it last year made me much better prepared for this year, because I wasn't so anticipatory, like, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to do this? And the thoughts of wanting to sit down every other block when I saw a curb, like, oh good, I can sit there. I never did. I never stopped. I never quit. I never stopped putting one foot in front of the other. And I knew this year, because I had done it last year, that I could do it again. Why do we walk? Why do I walk? To honor them. For one, they never quit in their walk, in their journeys. The men and women that paid the ultimate price, they never stopped putting one foot in front of the other for me and for all of us. I wasn't about to do it. I wasn't about to be a quitter. I'm living the rest of my life to honor my son, and to quit would not be to honor him. That's why I completed the mission.
Awesome, Jill. That's amazing and inspiring. I want to also thank you as a congregation. A lot of you don't know that we, on a regular basis, spend offering money to do strategic acts of what we like to call pure mercy and just investing in the kingdom around us. One of them is just a real small thing. We bought Jill a Camelback. A Camelback is a military-style backpack that you fill water with, and you have a little tube and you can drink. And so she wore the Mercy Road Purchase Camelback. The other, last year, you paid for a videographer, a professional videographer, to interview Jill and to really share with American churches why it's hard to see people make Memorial Day all about barbecues and sales when her experience is
mattresses.
Mattresses. A lot of, yeah, what's with the mattresses? Yeah. But I just wanted to share that video that you made and you paid for, Mercy Road, has been viewed well over a million times on Facebook, and 20-some churches across the United States are playing it as we speak in their services, and they're using Jill's interview as a way for people to understand. The other thing I just want us to honor in you, Jill, is you have spent the majority of Memorial Days in Arlington, correct? With Ben.
Yes.
Yeah. So she flew here to speak to you instead of flying there to be at the grave. And so I just want to get a sense of how much she really does care about you and this cause. And we just want to honor you, Jill. We're so proud of you. We're in your corner. Is there anything else that you just want to share and impart with us before we go?
I think it's important to remember what Memorial Day is about, and to honor the authentic reason that it came about in this country. And it began after the Civil War as Decoration Day. And it was literally about decorating the graves of the men and women who didn't make it home from war, and decorating them with flowers to honor them, to let them know in spirit that they were not forgotten. I think that's really important. It is the kickoff of summer, especially in the Midwest here. It is a long holiday weekend. It's okay to celebrate that. I understand. I'm born and raised in Minnesota, lived here way longer than I wanted to. But just remember why. Just remember why. I roll my eyes every time I hear a mattress commercial for Memorial Weekend. That is the absolute worst to me, that's the worst to me. But I think about, I wouldn't be so bad if they just said at the end of all those Memorial Day most memorable mattress sales, P.S., thank a soldier. You know, P.S., thank someone who's given their life for you to sleep peaceably in the mattresses that we want to sell you on Memorial Day. That's the way that I look at it. Yes, they gave you those mattresses. Just remember why the holiday is here, and remember the families like myself who are missing a loved one for that holiday weekend.
Thank you, Jill. Normally we end our services with a benediction. We're going to change it up a little bit today. And just so you know, next week we're finishing this sermon series and we're going to talk about the problem of exclusivity, this idea of heaven and hell. That'll be a very critical, important message, and encourage you to come and we'll dialogue on that. But instead of a benediction, I'm just going to pray for you, and then we're going to end by giving you a standing ovation, and not just for you, but for all the Gold Star families among us and for those who have given their life. So, yes, of course.
I want to just add one more thing. Tomorrow I'm going to be walking 9 more miles in Hastings. There's a memorial walk that has taken place the last couple years, founded by Rangers that served in the same regiment as my son. They do 28 miles. I'm going to do 9. I originally thought I would do 8, so I was going to do 23 in Chicago, and I thought, well, plus 8 is 31. Would Ben be alive today, he would be 31. So I thought, I'll walk 31 for him.
That's cool.
Well, it ended up I walked 24 in Chicago, so now I have to redo some math. And then I talked to the gentleman who's running the walk tomorrow, and he said, well, it'd be really good if you could do the last 9, because mile 19 is a checkpoint. I thought, well, okay, now I'm up to 33.
Okay,
33 total miles. So I'll do 31 for Ben. I'll do 1 for all the other Rangers in the sky. That's what they call the fallen Rangers. And the final one will be to whom it belongs, all the glory.
Awesome.
That's where I get 33. And 33 is the exact number of years that Jesus walked the earth. So I'm going to walk 33
awesome.
For Jesus.
I like your math. Well, would you reach out your hand as we just symbolically say to Jill, we're in her corner. Gracious God, we lift up Jill and the important work that she does. We lament with her, Lord. It's hard. Oh, how she would love to have a 31-year-old boy here that she could hold and be with. But we live in a broken world, and freedom isn't free. And so I pray that you would comfort her, sustain her, and continue to use her in a powerful way. We pray for all Gold Star families, and thank you for everyone who has sacrificed their life in our military and our police and fire and first responders. Thank you that in those moments we're the most Christ-like of all human beings. Pray this in Jesus' name. And now would you give a standing hand for Jill.